弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天这个故事也同时记载在其他两本福音书里面。
The story today is also recorded in two other gospels.
那我们先打开马太福音26章第六节到十三节。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 26.
第六节到十三节
From verse 6 to 13
找到以后我们一起念一下
Let's read this together
这两段经文给我们一些更多的细节
It will give us more detail
那我们对整个故事有更清楚的了解
So we can understand better of the story
马太福音26章第六节我们一起来耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上门徒看见就很不喜悦说何用这样的枉费呢这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人耶稣看出他们的意思就说为什么难为这女人呢她在我身上坐着是一件美事因为常有穷人和你们同在只是你们不常有我他将这香膏浇在我身上是为我安葬做的我实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要诉说这女人所做的做个纪念再看马可福音14章3到9节
Then we turn to Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 9.
这两段经文也许我们会继续的回去如果你可以的话拿一张小纸条夹一下等一下你要回去就容易一点。
We may go back to these two passages. You may want to make a mark in your Bible so easier to find it.
马可福音14章我们一起念第三节。
Mark 14 verse 3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候有一个女人拿着一瓶四贵的真拿达香膏来打破一瓶把膏浇在耶稣的头上有几个人心中很不喜悦说何用这样万贵香膏呢这香膏可以卖30多两银子周济穷人他们就向那女人生气耶稣说由她吧为什么难为她呢她在我身上做的是一件美事因为常有穷人和你们同在要向他们行善随时都可以只是你们不常有我她所做的是尽她所能的她是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上我实在的告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要诉说这女人所做的以为纪念那天在伯大尼有一个宴席
On that day in Bethany there was a feast
耶稣是主客
Jesus was the guest of honor
在宴席上有四个人
There are four people in that party
有三个值得你我的学习效法跟学习
Three of them is worthy of our imitation
有一个值得我们警惕跟避免
One we need to warn ourselves against and avoid
我们开始看这四个人物
Let's look at these four people
第一个
The first
马大
Martha
这是在第一节第二节这里
This is recorded in verse 1 and 2
我们知道第一节第二节说有人在那边替耶稣办一个筵席
It says that someone was preparing dinner for Jesus
刚才我们念了马太马可告诉我们说这个人就是犯麻风病的西门
So in the we just read Matthew and Mark this person's name is Simonwho is a leper.
他过去得了麻风病。
He had contracted the leprosy.
但现在已经好了。
But now he's cured. 好了多久我们不晓得。We don't know how long ago was he cured.
但他一定是好了。
But I'm sure he is cured.
不然没有人敢跟他一起吃饭。
Otherwise, nobody would want to eat with him.
并且他会被人家赶出家里，住在一个隔绝的地方。
He would be chased out and live in isolation.
当时的医学知识有限。
At that time, there were limited medical knowledge.
一个人生了麻风病, 人家不晓得怎么医治他。
They don't know how to cure leprosy.
是蛮可怜的。
It's pretty pitiful.
所以我们可以合理地相信,
so we can reasonably believe
耶稣在过去医好了他。
Jesus has cured him in the past.
他虽然好了,
even though he was cured.
但他的称呼那犯麻风病的西门的这个绰号,
but he still has the name that they called him Simon the leper.
却仍然粘在他的身上去不掉。
That continued to be attached to him.
每次提到他就说那个长大麻风的西门。
Every time they talk to him, they call him the leper.
这个宴席有多少人参加?
How many people at this feast?
至少17个人。
At least 17.
有耶稣,
there was Jesus,
有他的12个门徒,
his 12 disciples,
有马家的3个姐弟,
there's the 2 sisters and brother of Martha and Martha,
还有主人西门,
and the guest, the host, Simon.
这是一个庆祝的宴席。
This is a feast for celebration.
主要是要谢谢耶稣让拉撒路复活。
They want to give thanks to Jesus who raised Lazarus.
因为如果你回去看11章54节,
so if you go back to read chapter 11 verse 64,
当犹太人要杀耶稣的时候,
when the Jews were going to kill Jesus,
耶稣在拉撒勒复活以后就离开了。
So Jesus left Lazarus after his resurrection.
所以马大玛利亚跟西门没有机会谢谢他。
So Martha and Mary have no opportunity to give thanks to him.
一直到这个时候耶稣又回到伯大尼。
Until now Jesus returned to Bethany.
第二节说马大侍候,
and in verse 2 it says Martha served.
有些圣经版本把它分成马大在那里侍候,
some Bible says Martha was serving there.
这是一个很有趣的一句话。
This is very interesting.
因为宴席是在西门的家里,
because the feast was in Simon's home.
西门有仆人在侍候,
when he has a servant in his house,
马大是个客人,
then Martha would be a guest.
但那一天晚上不需要做工的。
But on that day, she did not need to work.
她可以在那里享受别人的侍候。
She can go there and enjoy other people's service.
但马大却在那里侍奉耶稣。
But Martha was serving there.
为什么呢?
Why?
马大是位很实际的姐妹。
So Martha is a very practical sister.
她表示要爱耶稣。
He wants to show her love for Jesus.
一方面谢谢耶稣让他的弟弟复活。
On one hand, he wants to thank Jesus for resurrecting Lazarus.
一方面他想用他所知道最好的方法去表示。
On the other hand, she wants to show the way she knows the best.
而他所知道最好的方法就是用他的手去做工。
What she knew the best was to work with her own hands.
我可以想象那一天,
I can imagine on that day.
也许马大先告诉西门,
maybe Martha already told Simon first.
说西门啊,
he said, Simon,
我有一两手我家传的好菜啊,
I have a couple of best dishes.
我的材料都准备好了。
I prepared all the ingredients.
我那天晚上在你家现炒一下。
Would you like me to cook it when I come to your home?
或者我把它先煮好,
or I can prepare cook the first.
到时用你家的微波烤炉一下好吗?
So we can just use the microwave to warm up.
请注意哦,
so please pay attention.
耶稣在这里接受他专心意的爱,
here Jesus receiving the love that was undivided.
没有像以前在路加福音第10章里面,
it was not unlike recording Luke chapter 10.
但马大抱怨玛利亚没有帮他忙的时候,
for Martha was complaining that Mary didn't help her.
耶稣有责备过他。
At that time, Jesus rebuked her.
耶稣在这里就接受玛利亚这个真实的爱。
Now here, Jesus received the true love from Martha.
你知道吗, 弟兄姐妹们?
Do you know?
教会需要许多人侍奉主。
The church requires many people to service.
主的侍奉是多方面的，不是一方面。
The service for the Lord is multifaceted.
有人在台上侍奉。
Some serve on the podium.
有人在台下。
Some serve in the congregation.
有人在人前。
Some serve before people.
有人在人后。
Some serve behind people.
有人在课堂里。
Some serve in the classroom.
有人在厨房里。
Some serve in the kitchen.
有人侍候大人。
Some serve the adults.
有人伺候小孩或婴孩。
Some serve the children and infants.
也许我们要问的。
Maybe we should ask.
我没有机会侍奉。
Do I have the opportunity to serve?
我的侍奉是不是真心真意？
Do I serve with my true heart?
我的侍奉是为了主还是为了人？
Do I serve for the purpose of the Lord or for other people?
罗马书里面有一句话提醒我们。
In Romans remind us.
罗马书十二章第一节。
It's in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。这里这个侍奉原来的意思也是敬拜。
Here the word service, the original meaning is worship.
侍奉便是一个敬拜。
So to serve is to worship.
敬拜当中绝对免不去有侍奉。
So in, when you are worshiping, you cannot avoid the service.
那天马大有侍奉。
On that day, Martha was serving.
虽然她跟后来她的妹妹玛利亚那种戏剧性的敬拜比较起来有点失色。
Although when compare her service with the dramatic worship of Mary, seems to be she was more overshadowed.
但是马大真心真意的侍奉。
But Martha serving was wholehearted.
她用她所知道最好的方法。去献给神。
She used what she knew the best way.
是一样讨主的喜悦。
That will please the Lord.
跟值得赞赏。
And is worthy of praise.
我们看看她的妹妹玛利亚。
Let's look at her sister Mary.
这是第三节。
That's in verse 3.
这里说玛利亚就拿一斤，一斤有多重？
Mary took a pint, about a pint. How heavy is a pint?
这个圣经学者告诉我们，差不多是十二个盎司。
So according to the theologians, about 12 ounces.
这是蛮多的。
That's a lot.
然后他说是拿达的香膏。
So it's a pure nard perfume.
Okay. 拿达是一种树。
Nard is a tree.
它生长在印度的山里面。
It grew in the mountains of India.
你可以从这个树的树根呢、啊，跟它的穗部、啊、spike 里面榨取它那个新芬香的香油。
So you can extract them from the roots of the tree.
因为这个树的所在地了。
Because the where the tree is.
印度离巴勒斯坦非常远。
It's pretty far from.
运输不方便。
It's not easy to transport it.
并且榨取的手续也挺不容易。
It's not easy to extract the substance.
所以这种香膏或香油啊是蛮贵。
That's why this perfume is very expensive.
那么约翰说这里面是一个真的拿达。
It is a pure nard.
真的不是说它是造假的。
It's not a fake.
而是说它的纯度啊非常的高。
So it's high purity.
然后刚才念到马可福音、马太福音里面，
when we just read Mark and Matthew,
这个香膏是摆在一瓶玉瓶当中。
So it was kept in the alabaster jar.
那么这个玉瓶本身是一个很贵的瓶子。
So the alabaster jar is a very expensive jar.
你把一副香贵的香水摆在一个贵的瓶子当中，那所以价钱就更高了。
So when you put expensive perfume in an expensive jar.Even more expensive.
这就好像有时候你要去买一幅贵的画。
It's if you buy a very expensive painting.
它摆在一个蛮贵的相框里面。
Then you frame with an expensive frame.
让整幅画的价值就更高了。
So it raises the value of the painting.
玛利亚拿着这一瓶玉瓶。
So Mary has this jar.
她不是倒出一点点油。
She didn't just pour a little bit.
马可福音告诉我们她是打破玉瓶。
So in Mark it tells that she broke it.
这是一瓶有长颈子的玉瓶。
So you have a long narrow neck.
她可能就把这个颈子打破了。
She could just broke the neck.
玛利亚的行动。
So Mary's action.
表示她是全部的解脱。
Represents she's giving fully.
她没有打算要保留什么。
She didn't reserve any.
玛利亚行动让我们看到两个特点。
So from her action, we can see two characteristics.
第一个特点就是非常昂贵啊 costly.
So the first is very costly.
我想我们当中如果有人毕了业以后。
So I think if you're someone in your midst after graduation,
你开始做事赚钱
start to work and earn money,
你开始买东西
start to buy things,
买车子买房子买家具
so my car, you buy cars and houses and furniture,
买电器的器具
electronic appliances,
你也开始负债
you start to accumulate debt,
你一方面开始累积东西一方面你也开始负债
so you accumulate possessions, you accumulate debt.
你如果有机会看看一些财经杂志
If you read some financial magazines
他们常常问你一个问题
They often ask a question
你现在的 net worth 是多少
So what is your now the present net worth
就是说你现在净得的价值是多少
So what is your net worth
我想这一瓶香膏
I think about thisJar of perfume
是玛利亚全部和几乎全部的 net worth.
It might be the entire net worth for Mary.
许多圣经学者认为这是他们家传之宝。
Maybe theologians think this was a treasure passed down from generation.
或者是玛利亚的嫁妆。
Or maybe it was her dowry.
但她献上一个极珍贵的东西。
So now she presents such a valuable thing.
她表示对耶稣的爱。
To show her love for Jesus.
她不肯给耶稣一个没有什么价值的东西。
She's unwilling to give Jesus something that's unworthy of no value.
我们所爱的大卫王他有同样的经历。
You know, it was the same with the King David that we so love.
于是大卫王想要买一块地。
When David wants to buy a piece of land.
他想要在上面建一座坛。
He wants to build a temple.
当这个地的主人知道以后
When the owner of the property found out
知道大卫要干什么
He knows what David wants to do
就对大卫说
And he told David
你要的话我就免费送给你
If you want I'll give you the land free
我甚至连你献祭的牛也都送给你
I could give you all the gifts for a sacrifice
如果你是大卫你会怎么想
If you're David what would you think
你会不会想说、哦、那我也让他有机会参与好了
So I'll let him to participate too
让他也能够讨神的喜悦。
So he can also please God.
你想知道大卫怎么回答吗
？Do you know how David answered?
那我们看一下撒母耳记下。
Let's go to 2 Samuel.
24:24。
Chapter 24, verse 24.
24:24。
Verse 24, chapter 24, verse 24.
说王对亚老拿说不然我必要按着价值向你买我不肯用白得之物做燔祭献给耶和华我的神大卫就用50色克勒银子买了那禾场与牛大卫说我不肯用白得之物做献给神
David said I will not sacrifice the LordFor things that cost me nothing.
他要把他最好的给神。
He wants to give his best to God.
我们一起可以看到这个对你我的应用。
We can see how this can apply to us.
我们能给神什么
？How can we give to God?
我们给的是不是我们珍贵
？Do we give the things that we treasure?
对于我们当中有一些人
，To some of us,
这可能就是你银子的存款。
This could
银行的存款。
This could be that to your savings.
或者是你的对一些人来讲
for some people,
可能是你的位置
it could be your position,
对有一些人来讲
to some others,
可 可能是你的名声。
Could be your reputation.
你希望得到别人的赞同或喜欢。
You would like to be praised and pleased by other people.
对另外一些人来讲。
To some still others.
可能就是你下班后的一些时间。
Could be the time after work.
我们的问题要问的。
It's the question we are to ask.
我们拥有这些这么多年
we have this we possess for so long
我们有没有机会你像玛利亚一样
have we had a chance just like a Mary
也可以用你奉献的心
so offer those to God
玛利亚的第一个行动是昂贵的
so the first action of a Mary is costly
第二个行动它是忘记自己的
the second is selfless
或者 self-forgetting
it's a forgetting himself
那我们看第三节的后半边
let's go to the second half
他说
verse 3
玛利亚就拿一件极贵的针拿着香膏抹耶稣的脚又用自己的头发去擦他一方面抹耶稣的头抹耶稣的脚又用头发去擦
he poured them over the head and the feet and so wiped with her hair
So
if you wipe with your hair, it means the hair was loose.
在巴勒斯坦这个地方
At Palestine,
没有一位值得尊敬的女人
there was not a respectable woman
会在公共场合
will be in public
解开她的头发
and make loose, turn loose her hair.
在公共场合，她们的头发总是卷得好好紧紧的
They always keep it very tightly tied.
按照犹太人的风俗
According to the Jewish custom,
一个女人如果头发解开
If a woman loses her hair,
在公共场合，这是个非常不体面或下流的行动
So it's not very respectable actually in public.
甚至是个不道德的行动
Maybe even immoral.
但是玛利亚没有想到这个
But Mary never cared.
他的注意力不在他的身上
so, she was not focusing on herself.
他的注意力是在耶稣的身上
she was focusing on Jesus.
他也像他姐姐马大一样
She's just like her sister Martha.
一个机会真诚地表示他的爱
so, this opportunity to show her true love.
他没有注意到别人会怎么想
She didn't pay attention to what other people would
别人会有什么反应
How would they respond?
会不会这件事情会给我带来羞耻
Or it would this bring me some shame?
并且圣经告诉我们
And the Bible even tell us,
在犹太人的风俗当中
In the Jewish custom,
头发是女人的荣耀
So the hair is the glory of women
玛利亚却用她的荣耀
So Mary used her glory
大量的使用在耶稣的身上
And used on Jesus
我们也同时注意到一件事情
We can also notice one thing
耶稣也没有阻止玛利亚 的行动
So Mary did not stop her from doing it
她没有阻止马大
He did not stop Martha
她也没有阻止玛利亚
Neither did he stop Mary
她接受玛利亚的敬拜
So he accepted the worship of Mary
我们也可以马上看出这个圣经节对你我可能的应用
So we can see how this verse can apply to us
当我们有机会在学校里
When we have the opportunity in school
或在公司里
Or in the, at work
或在一些公共场合
Or in the public
或跟亲人在一起的时候
Or when we are with relatives
我们有机会表达我们的信仰
We have a chance to show our faith
或表达我们是跟随耶稣的
To show that we are followers of Christ
我们是否有一些怕难为情
Do we feel embarrassed?
别人会怎么想
What other people would say?
人会有什么反应
How would they react?
甚至我们的益处会不会受到影响
How would they affect our benefit?
你知道小孩子在这方面就比我们好得多
You know, children are better than us in this
我们教会有一个小女孩
There's a little girl in our church
在学校上课的时候
When she was in school
有一天老师提到
One day the teacher mentioned
说在圣诞节有圣诞老人的
So there's a Santa Claus and Christmas
他说他不相信有圣诞老人
She said she doesn't believe in Santa Claus
老师问他为什么
The teacher asked her why
他回答说因为我相信耶稣
Then she said because I believe in Jesus
那老师有点不好意思
So the teacher was embarrassed
也赶快说
Quickly the teacher said
我也相信耶稣
I believe in Jesus too
你知道这个小女孩怎么回答
You know what the little girl answered?
她告诉老师说
So she told her teacher,
如果你相信耶稣, 就不会相信圣诞老人。
If you believe in Jesus, you wouldn't believe in Santa Claus.
小孩子很单纯,
so she is very naive.
他们单纯的心是神所喜爱的。
So their naivete is pleased the Lord.
玛利亚对耶稣真诚的爱。
So the true love of Mary for Jesus.
是不会顾及到别人会有什么反应的。
So that she wouldn't care how other people may react.
约翰在这里没有完, 他有一个补充说明。
He didn't finish here in John. There's a supplement.
他说屋里就满了膏的香气。
So the room was filled with the fragrance.
约翰的许多话常常有双重意义,
so oftentimes when John records the double meaning.
一方面是指当场的马上的。
So one is pointing to the time then.
一个是指以后的,
another one may point to time after that.
但是整个屋子的确充满了香气。
In that time, the room did indeed full of fragrance.
因为玛利亚用了12盎司的香膏。
Because Mary used 12 ounces.
并且这个香膏有些在她头上。
Some on the head.
当她在屋里走来走去的时候,
so she walked around in the room.
这个香气也传播出去。
So the fragrance gets spread.
但是这句话另外一个意思,
but this also has another meaning.
历世历代以来,
throughout the ages,
教会里面,
in the church,
每次都用这件事情, 特别纪念玛利亚,
they use this specifically remember Mary.
每次想到玛利亚的时候,
every time you think of Mary,
就带来那种很甜蜜的,
so it brings the intimate and the frequent memory.
我这个周末有在思想一件事情。
So during this weekend, I meditate on something.
如果你和我还没有机会成为别人的祝福,
if you and I have not been a blessing for other people,
如果还没有让别人因为我们想到耶稣,
or we haven't caused other people to think of Jesus because of us,
或者我们知道我们属灵的生命是干燥的,
or we know our spiritual life is pretty dry,
是可以说没有什么益处的,
there's no benefit,
好不好我们像玛利亚一样,
so can we be just like Mary,
我们跪在耶稣的脚前,
so we kneel before Jesus,
把你那最珍惜的献给他,
so you can confess and present yourself to him,
把你的荣耀给他用,
give him your glory.
我知道神一定会让你我看到不同的结果,
I'm sure God will let you and I see different results.
并且我们一定会被别人纪念。
And we will be also remembered by others.
像玛利亚今天被我们纪念一样。
Just like today, we are remembering Mary.
我们看第三个人物。
The third person.
犹大。
Judas.
这是第4节到第8节。
This is from verse 4 to 8.
约翰说有一个门徒, 就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
It says one of his disciples, Judas of Iscariot, who was going to betray him.
在那天宴席的时候,
at the time of the feast,
约翰并不知道犹大要出卖耶稣。
John didn't know that Judas was going to betray Jesus.
但是事后他们都知道。
But they realized that afterwards.
所以约翰、马太、马可写福音书的时候,
so when John and Matthew and Mark, when they wrote the gospel,
他们一提到犹大,
so whenever they mention Judah,
便马上写出他是出卖耶稣的人,
they will say who was later to betray Jesus.
我们需要记住,
so we need to remember,
犹大出卖这件是一个很严重的事情。
So this is a very serious matter when Judah betrayed Jesus.
因为他不是一个跟随耶稣一个普通的信徒,
because he's not just an ordinary believer.
他和耶稣住了三年的时间,
so he lived with Jesus for about 3 years.
工作在一起,
they worked together,
睡觉在一起,
they slept together,
吃饭在一起,
they ate together.
他也曾经是12位使徒的一个,
he was one of the 12 disciples.
但他为了利益的缘故,
but because of money,
为了自己利益的缘故,
for his own benefit,
他出卖了他的老师,
so he betrayed his teacher.
这是人类历史上你可以说一件很卑鄙、憎恨的事情。
So you can say this is really detestable thing in the human history.
难怪他的结局很惨。
That's why he ended up miserable.
我们看耶稣怎么说他的结局。
Let's say what Jesus said about him.
我们回到马太福音26章。
Go back to Matthew 26.
我们看一下24到25节。
From 24 to 25.
24到25节。
Matthew 26, 24, 25.
人子必要去世，正如经上指着他写的，但卖人子的人有祸了。那人不生在世上倒好。卖耶稣的犹大问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”犹大这个遭结局非常的可怜。So
the end result of Judah was very bad.
但是在筵席上，我们看犹大怎么说。
But let's see what did Judah say during the feast.
第五节，回到约翰福音十二章。
Let's go back to John 12, verse 5.
第五节说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？” 犹大很假惺惺地说这样的话。
So he was pretending to say that.
他很希望给人家一种感觉啊。
He wanted to create an image.
他是个慈善家。
So he was very charitable.
他有博爱的精神。
He loved people.
这是新约圣经里面记载犹大讲的第一句话。
This is the first recording of what Judah ever said anything in the Bible.
他不说还好。
He better off not saying it.
说出来让人看到了心中的邪恶。
So when he said it, let people see how evil he is.
三十两银子应该是300个底拿利哈。
So 300 denarius of silver.
我们知道那是普通工人一年的工资。
That's about average wage for 1 year.
因为普通工人一天是一个底拿利。
So they usually earn 1 denarii a day.
你一年365天减掉所有的安息日。
So there are 365 days you get rid of all the Sabbath.
然后减掉犹太人的假期。
And their festivals.
一年可以工作的时间差不多是300天。
So they have about 300 working days of a year.
300个denarii今天值多少钱？
How much is 300 denarii worth today?
我们假定这个工人他拿到一个最低的工资。
Let's assume he earned the minimum wage.
6块2毛5。
6.25 an hour.
他做了300天。
He worked 300 days.
每天8个小时。
8 hours a day.
我算了一下大概是15,000美金。
So I calculate about 15,000 US dollars.
这是一笔大数目。
So that's a big amount.
犹大为这件事情装得很愤慨。
So he pretended very indignant.
他一定装得很像。
Pretended very well.
因为马可里面告诉说，其他门徒都相信他了。
So in Mark, it says the other disciples believed in him.
也跟着对玛利亚生气起来。
So they all rebuked Mary.
约翰却说，第六节。
So John says in verse 6.
他说这话并不是挂念穷人。 乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，藏取其中所存的。约翰却说犹大是个贼。But
John says Judah is a thief.
带着钱囊表示他是他们这个小团体的会计，或者是出纳官。So
he is a money keeper. That means he is their financial guy for the group.
但他常常用他的地位在偷钱呢。
But he often stole money because of that.
他本来需要玛利亚做什么？
What would he want Mary to do?
把这个香膏卖掉。
To sell the perfume.
拿了300个底拿利。
To take the 300 denarii.
奉献给耶稣。
Offer to Jesus.
耶稣把钱交给他管。
And Jesus would give the money to him.
那他就有机会多偷这个钱了。
So he had more chance to steal more money.
我们看起来。
So what we can see,
犹大不是为失去为穷人做好事的机会而愤慨。
He wasn't indignant because he lost the chance to work for poor people.
当然是失去能够多偷钱的机会而愤慨。
He was angry because he lost the opportunity to steal more money.
这些门徒们，犹大对玛利亚愤慨，耶稣马上为玛利亚辩护。
So Jesus started to protect Mary.
第七节。
So verse 7.
耶稣说由他吧。
So Mary, Jesus says, leave her alone.
其他两本福音书告诉我们，耶稣不只是说由他吧。
The other two recordings say Jesus didn't just say leave her alone.
耶稣还接着说，为什么难为他呢？
So why do you trouble her?
你为什么给她找麻烦呢？
Why do you cause her trouble?
也许讲更话严重，为什么欺负她呢？
Why do you take this advantage of her?
然后他说，玛利亚的行动是为我安葬之日存留的。
So her action was intended for my burial.
如果我们看到马可福音十四章第八节，
If we go to Mark chapter 14 verse 8,
十四章第八节说，
14:8
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。玛利亚做了个预先的工作。
So she did the preparation.
在耶稣还没有死之前，他已经为他做了安葬的手续。
So before Jesus died, she started prepare for the burial.
然后耶稣对犹大讲。
Then Jesus said to Judah.
你如果真想帮助穷人的话，
If you really want to help the poor,
你还会有很多的机会。
You will have a lot more opportunity.
但是我快要上十字架了。
But I'm going to go onto the cross.
还不到六天的时间呢。
It's less than six days.
如果你没想在我身上做一些什么事情，
If you want to do something on me,
赶快做，机会不多了。
Do it now, there's not much more time.
犹大在这个圣经里面看到的假惺惺。
Now you can see how he pretended.
我们可以学到一个反面的工作。
So we can learn a negative lesson.
有一间教会有一个长老。
There was an elder in the church.
他说他们教会里面有位会友。
They said there was a member in their church.
经常对奉献都没有兴趣。
Often not interested in making offerings.
奉献的钱数也很少。
And offer very little.
但这位会友很喜爱名声。
But this member loves reputation.
特别是成为一个慈善家的名声。
He wants to be seen as a philanthropist.
所以每次当他听到哪里有天灾地祸，
When he hears whenever there's a disaster,
他在教会里面便大声疾呼说，我们要捐钱。
So he will call out in the church, we need to make a donation.
去帮助这些可怜的人。
To ask those poor people, to help those people.
这位长老说啊。
So this elder says,
其实他只是讲讲而已。
Actually, just pay lip service.
讲完以后他就忘记了。
He'll forget after he said it.
他也没有去捐钱了。
He never made a contribution.
他讲话只是想得到人家的赞赏。
He just wanted people to praise him.
让人家觉得以为他是一个慈善家。
So they think he is a very charitable person.
英文有一句格言说得好。
So there's an English proverb.
他说一个冰冷的心和一双吝啬的手。常常是在一起的。
A cold heart and a stingy hand usually go together.
一个冰冷的心和一双吝啬的手是常常在一起的。
A cold heart and a stingy hand usually go together.
让我们保守我们的心。
Let us keep our hearts.
让我们经常的对主活着。
Let's often have enthusiasm towards.
我们心对主经常是感恩。
We'll often give thanks.
只要我们活着跟感恩，
as long as we are enthusiastic and we give thanks,
那么对其他的事情，
for other things,
我们都会有正确的态度，
we'll have the right attitude.
我们看了马大、玛利亚跟犹大，
we have seen Martha, Mary and Judas.
我们看最后一个人物，
now look at the last person,
拉撒路，
Lazarus.
第九节到十一节，
from verse 9 to 11.
第九节，有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来的，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。伯大尼，我们知道离耶路撒冷只有不到两英里。
This is less than 2 miles between Bethany and Jerusalem.
走路的话，半个小时到一个钟头。
But take half an hour to an hour to walk.
当人们听到拉撒路复活的故事以后，
When people heard about the resurrection of Lazarus,
更听到耶稣也来，
They also heard Jesus is here,
就赶着来。
So they came,
他们要来看耶稣，
They want to come to see Jesus,
但他们更要来看拉撒路，
They also want to see Lazarus.
拉撒路你可以说成为一个很吸引人的人物。
So you can see Lazarus become a big attraction.
为什么拉撒路这么会吸引人？
Why is he attracting people? Let me just give you one fundamental reason. Because Jesus saved him from death.
他本来是死的,
he was dead.
他没有希望自己能够活过来,
he has no home to live by himself.
别人也没有办法帮他们,
nobody can help him.
他两个姐姐也没有办法帮他,
none of his two sisters can help him.
但耶稣来了,
but Jesus came.
耶稣大声地喊他,
and Jesus cried out,
拉撒路出来,
Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路便从坟墓出来,
so he came out from the tomb.
他出来的时候手脚呢还裹着布,
when he came, he was still wrapped around.
脸上还包着毛巾,
so his head, the face was also wrapped with cloth.
我承认我们今天在座, 每一位都还没有肉身死过,
I know that none of you have suffered death.
我们也没有肉身复活过,
we have never been resurrected.
但对我们当中有一些人,
but for some of us,
我们在属灵上曾经死过,
we died in our spiritual life.
圣经说我们死在过患罪恶之中,
so the Bible said that we were dead in our transgressions and sins.
因为死的人就像拉撒路一样,
so he who died just like Lazarus,
没有办法自己复原,
we cannot resurrect ourselves.
但是耶稣来了,
but Jesus came.
他还叫你的名字,
he called your name.
他还叫我的名字,
he called my name.
因为他的命令,
because his command,
因为他的呼喊,
because his calling,
我们被弄活了,
we were resurrected.
我们起来跟随他,
so we came, we rise, and we followed him.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
所有的基督徒都是这样,
all Christians are like this.
这是一个基督徒的意义,
so this is the meaning of a Christian.
他是个被耶稣 made alive 弄活的人,
so he is the person who was made alive by Jesus.
所以耶稣弄活的人,
so whoever made alive by Jesus,
才有力量吸引别人来找耶稣,
so he will have the power to attract other people to Jesus.
我们也许可以再这么说,
maybe we can say this,
不是我们吸引人,
it's not we that attract people,
乃是耶稣吸引人,
but it's Jesus who attracts people.
那么耶稣要借着我们吸引人的话,
so if Jesus wants to attract people through us,
他就必须在我们里面,
so he has to be in us,
对不对?
Is that true?
那我们可以问一个问题,
let's ask a question.
耶稣有没有在你里面?
Is Jesus in you?
你是被耶稣彻底改变过的人?
Are you truly completely made alive by Jesus?
如果没有的话,
it's not,
我们需要记得耶稣对彼得讲的一句话,
we need to remember what Jesus told Peter.
我们看一下路加福音22章32节,
in Luke 22:32, verse
32, 22:32,
Luke
22:32，说：“但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。”路加在这里，耶稣提醒彼得。
Here Jesus mentioned Peter.
说彼得你会失败。
So Peter, you shall fail.
你会三次不认主。
You shall deny the Lord three times.
那时候你失败以后，你是没有能力、没有办法去帮助别人的。
At that time, you have no power to help others.
除非你自己先转向我。
Unless you turn to me first.
除非你自己先回头。
Unless you turn back first.
除非你自己的生命先被我改变。
Unless your life is changed by me.
你才有办法帮助别人,
then you can help others.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你的生命能够吸引人,
if your life can attract the people,
因为耶稣已经在你里面,
because Jesus is already in you,
他使你活过来,
so he made you alive,
并且你经常地回头到他的面前,
and you frequently turn back toward him,
与他和好,
reconcile with him.
我们继续站下去第十节,
let's continue to read verse 10.
但祭司长商议连拉撒路也要杀了, 本来在约翰福音十一章里面。
In John 11.
该亚法说。
Caiaphas said.
我们只要杀一个人就够了。
We just need to kill one person.
只要把耶稣杀了就太平了。
If we can kill Jesus, there will be peace.
但现在又要再杀第二个人。
Now they want to kill the second person.
那我在想，那以后。
Then I think after that.
如果有别人因为三三离世而信耶稣。
If somebody believes Christ for the other people.
你是不是他们是不是需要把三三离世也要杀
？So they have to kill those people too.
为什么他们一定要杀拉撒路
？Why do they have to kill Lazarus？
两个原因呢
？Two reasons.
拉撒路对他们的神学观是个大危险。
So Lazarus is a threat for their theological
thinking.
We know that the chief priests are Sadducees.
他们不相信死人复活。
They don't believe in resurrection.
他们这是他们的信仰跟教导。
So that's their teaching, that's their belief.
但是拉撒路却明明坐在那里。
But Lazarus is sitting there.
他在那里又吃又喝。
He's drinking and eating.
你可以跟他谈话，可以跟他握手。
You can talk to him and shake his hand.
事实胜于雄辩。
So the fact is better than any argument.
最好就把这个证据把它去掉。
So they better get rid of the proof.
对他们的神学观是个威胁。
So that's a threat to their theological.
对他们的政治观也是个威胁。
It's also a threat to their political views.
如果罗马人来了。
If the Romans came.
那么他们这些多数党。
So those are majority leaders.
一定给罗马人换掉
will be replaced by the Romans.
他们失去他们的地位
so they lose their positions.
都是因为人家看到拉撒路而信耶稣
That's because they saw Lazarus believe in Jesus.
现在逾越节快到了
Now the Passover is coming.
耶路撒冷城里面已经有这么多人
So there are so many people in the city.
如果耶稣稍微利用拉撒路做一些闪动的工作
If Jesus just used Lazarus toTear up the crowd.
那后果不是不堪想象。
Then you cannot imagine the consequences.
一个人如果真的有耶稣
，If a person who truly have Jesus,
他对一种别人错误圣经的教导是个威胁。
He is a threat for the other false teachings about the Bible.
对于想要保留他的权威也是个威胁。
For those who want to keep their authority, is a threat.
然后十一节，最后一节。
The last verse, 11.
有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。回去就是离开他，离开的意思，离开他们。
So many Jews left them.
离开祭司长。
Left the chief priest.
这个圣经节也许可以给我们一个好问题。
So here could be a good question.
我们可以问问自己一下。
We can ask ourselves.
有没有哪些人因为我的缘故而信了耶稣
？Has there been anyone believed in Jesus because of me？
是因为机会不够吗
？Is that because there's no opportunity？
还是我没有抓住机会
？Or I didn't catch the opportunity？
是因为我不知道怎么讲耶稣
？It's because I don't know what to say about Jesus。
还是我没有兴趣讲
？No, I have no interest。
我不想讲。
I don't want to talk。
我也不想去学讲。
I don't want to learn how to talk。
是不是因为我信主的时间很短
？It's because I only become a believer a short time.
我的生命还没有那么明显。
My life isn't obvious yet.
还是我虽然说我信主多年。
All because I say I've been a believer for years.
但没有可能耶稣真的没有在我心里面。
But it's possible Jesus is not in me.
那一天在伯大尼有个宴席。
There was a feast in Bethany.
我们看到四种人物。
There are four people.
有的值得我们学习
Some worthy of our imitate
有的值得我们警惕避免
Some worthy of our word being warned against
我们可以像马大一样
We can be like Martha
献给耶稣是我们所知道所能做最好的工作
We offer to Jesus what we know the best
我们便殷勤地侍奉他
So we can serve him diligently
每日每夜地侍奉他
Day and night we serve him
讨他的喜悦
To please him
我们也可以像玛利亚一样
We can be like Mary
像我们最珍惜的
We give them the most treasured things
献给他
Offer to him
我们不再保留
We're no longer reserving them
这样的敬拜
Such a worship
会被门徒纪念的
Will be remembered by others.
我们不要像犹大。
Let's Don't try to be Judah.
他是假冒为善.
She is a hypocrite.
他注重外面的名声.
He pay attention to the reputation.
他要人的称赞.
He wants people's praises.
而忘记他内心里面没有干净.
And forgot how the evil was inside.
没有活着的心.
He doesn't have a heart.
也没有感恩的心.
There was no thanks in him.
最后我们要像拉撒路一样。
The last we need to be like.
因为耶稣在我们里面。
Because Jesus is in us.
我们被这位改变过的生命是有功效的。
So that our changed life would be beneficial.
成为别人要来看耶稣的吸引力。
Become attracted for other people want to believe in Jesus.
成为反对耶稣人的威胁。
Become a threat for those opposed to Jesus.
也让人们因为我的缘故而相信耶稣。
So people would also believe in Jesus because of me.
那么记得祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你就是一而再，再而三的告诉我们。
You have told us repetitively.
当我们有了你，我们就有奇妙生命的改变。
If we have you, we will have a miraculous change in our life.
除此以外，别无他法。
There's no other way.
求主就经常地叮咛我们。
Oh Lord, please continue to remind us.
让我们像这三位姐弟一样。
So we can be like those sisters and brothers.
侍奉你。
Serve you.
讨你的喜悦。
Please you.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.